Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The first supreme pontiff of the Church of the Invisible Hand.
And Bonnie.
That's right, you've been upgraded to the secondary pope, also pope?
Interim pope.
Interim pope, okay, the Church of the Invisible Hand. Oh, you kids.
Nobody said poping ain't easy.
Poping ain't easy.
Poping ain't hard.
So, yeah, let's get right into the show prep I've got here. Turns out people care what some kooky octogenarian is going to do for the summer. Oh, you don't know who I'm talking about. Anthony Fauci.
Oh.
Yeah. So Anthony Fauci reveals which activities he will and won't do now that he's vaccinated and indoor restaurants are still a no. So he's not going into restaurants this summer, even though he's vaccinated.
So I have this theory that eventually he will put on so many masks that we can't hear him anymore, and that's when this will all be over.
It's so crazy. It's so weird.
The weirdest thing about this article, I read it, and I saw that he started his job that he has, whatever the medical professional job is that he has, in 1984. I was like, well, that makes sense.
Mm. Yeah. Not only is it a long time ago, but it's also a very auspicious year. Yes. Not that 1984 was really much different than 1983 or 1985, mind you.
Disagree.
I wasn't there.
But the book, that was an important book. So, for most of 2020, the little socializing Anthony Fauci did involved the neighbors right next door. Fauci had lived in the same neighborhood in northwest Washington, D.C. for more than 40 years, and the combination of his busy schedule and pandemic safety concerns confined his social life to a small radius. And you can see why he'd be busy. Everybody seems to want to know what this guy's going to do. I haven't gotten a day off in a year and 3 months, Fauci told me recently. When Fauci told his wife, and his wife did gather with neighbors, they took no chances. The household stayed socially distant and outdoors, even in the fall and winter when the weather got chilly. Can you imagine? It's ridiculous. Standing outside in the
winter. It's good for your health to stand in the cold. Clearly.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Killed Johnson. Was it? Yeah. Which was the president that stood outside and talked in the cold rain and died?
Oh, Harrison.
William Henry Harrison.
Yeah, my favorite.
Yeah.
I wish all presidents would follow his good example.
Whenever we would get together, we would do it outside, freezing our butts off, wearing a mask, having a dinner, having a drink outside on my deck, he said.
Isn't hanging out with people supposed to be fun? Like, why even do it at that point?
Isn't drinking risky? I mean, unless he's found a way to do it through the mask?
Yeah, right. I mean, you should filter it right through the mask.
Maybe he wears the nose mask when he drinks.
And now I can't help but think of the scene from Spaceballs with Dark Helmet slowly filtering the coffee through the...
that little hole in his helmet, the little...
Trickle, trickle, trickle.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I'm not here to go after drinkers right now, but, I mean, alcohol is a poison, right? It's called an intoxicant. And I'm not saying that it's, you know, humanity's probably here in civilization because of alcohol. You know, and there's all kinds of, you know, things you can say that are good about it or whatever, if that's what you want to do. But if you're sitting outside on your deck with a mask on that you just lift to sip poison, maybe the problem isn't the COVID virus. I mean, you know, it's not going anywhere. You're outside. Like, the idea of people wearing masks outside has just baffled me.
Well, as long as you do this before 10 o'clock, I think it is. It's a very superstitious virus. It only attacks after dark, and it only attacks very politically unmotivated things.
Yeah.
Or with the wrong politics. It's a very strange virus, all in all.
Well, I'm recovering from it right now, and I can tell you, I got it indoors. You know?
I mean, as long as I'm having a Black Lives Matter protest indoors, I'm safe from the virus.
I suspect not. Whenever we get together, we would, let's see, then Fauci, who was has served as director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984, got vaccinated. In a much photographed moment, he got his first Moderna shot on December the 22nd. In the months that followed, others his age bracket followed suit. Being fully vaccinated, Fauci said he had changed his behavior, but only slightly. The biggest shift is that he and his neighbors have finally moved the party indoors. We feel very comfortable in the house with no masks, and we have physical contact and things like that, he said. But for now, we still won't eat indoors at a restaurant or go to a movie theater. Now, I mean...
Quick question. So it mentions his first shot. Does that mean he hasn't had the second one?
Oh, I'm sure he's had his second one. I mean, it was December 22nd. He had to have gotten it again.
Presumably.
Well, they would give it to him because they don't want... Well, I don't know. They want to show that they gave it to him. Who knows if he actually got it, but...
No, I'm sure they... I'm sure he's gotten the shot. I mean, it's...
I'm sure he's officially gotten the shot. I don't know. That second one seems to be the one that causes the problems.
The second one does seem to make some people feel ill.
And die.
How many people are dying from it?
I don't know.
More people dying from COVID than from that shot, I would suspect. But, you know, either way. Get the shot if you want to get the shot. Don't get the shot if you don't want to get the shot. I don't care. I don't think I would, even if I'm back.
Are you suggesting that people get to choose what goes into their body?
That's what I'm suggesting.
Well, clearly you're a fascist.
Fauci says, I don't think I would, even if I'm vaccinated, go into an indoor crowded place where people are not wearing masks. So, I guess he's as scared as any, if not more. You've got the vaccine. It's where, you know, pretty much deaths have now creeped back below... normal levels, and people are like, I'm not going anywhere where I've got to, people aren't going to be wearing masks.
I'm beginning to suspect that this man's never been to school. So, I mean, the idea of a vaccine is that now you don't get the thing you got vaccinated for.
That's the idea.
So, if someone's not wearing a mask, it really doesn't matter to you, because you can't get the thing that you got vaccinated for. I mean, am I missing something?
He says he's not planning on any going on any fun trips for a while either. I think he has just plenty of fun ruining everybody's lives.
I just think it's interesting when he says, for now, we're not going to do that when he is so old. Like, how much time does he have left?
Right, exactly. Where do you think you're... But he probably doesn't want to go anywhere, you know? Obviously, he hangs out with his neighbors.
Woe is me. I can't go on vacation now that I'm the most important man in the world.
Right. Such a strange article. Fauci's caution, he said, stems from the interesting crossroads at which the U.S. sits. A record number of people are getting vaccinated. 3 million doses are now given daily on average. But the number of new infections being reported is still trending upward in 18 states, all of them northern, because that's what we knew was going on anyway. Northern states get it at a certain time of year. Northern climes.
Yeah, I think a lot of this just has to be a response to all of the completely hypocritical actions of some of the governors, like Newsom, for example.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to mind most immediately, but the ones who are like, you can't do all these things, and then they're doing all these things. So I think he's like, hey, look at me. I'm actually doing the things that I told you to do.
He is. He's got it. You know, you'll see him with two masks on or whatever. I mean, absolutely. Anthony Fauci is as boring as he proposes you be. It's kind of a race between vaccine and the possibility that you'll get another surge, Fauci said. Now, mind you, if you've got the vaccine, it doesn't, you know, you've already crossed that line.
Yeah. And I just looked it up. He's 80.
Like,
so. Yeah, he's higher risk, but you have the vaccine. that should be about as far as you go trying to take care of yourself. Now live the last couple of years of your life.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, he could have caught. They had deadly viruses before COVID.
Yeah, flu always killed old people.
Well, when is he going to listen to the science and listen to Dr. Fauci and put on some glasses? I mean, those eyes are just begging to be infected by something he's supposedly immune to.
Oh, some goggles to protect himself?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. What do you think? 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Seagulls Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. Talking about Anthony Fauci, who got his vaccine back in December, and you know what he's willing to do this summer and what he's not. I mean, like December 22nd, so the entire winter and the entire spring. This guy's planning his summer. You know, I don't know what I'm doing 2 weeks from now. Anyway,
you're gonna go to Pork Fest, right, or Fork Fest?
I may go to the Fork Fest, but certainly Free Talk Live will be there. And you know, if I don't go, then I don't go. Whatever. I got lots to do that has to do with keeping Free Talk Live safe from the fibbies who busted in and unplugged a bunch of our stuff and took some of our co-hosts to jail and all that good stuff. If you want to find out more about what happened, go to thecrypto6.com. That's thecrypto6.com. But, you all right there, Bonnie?
I'm getting a hiccup. Oh my God, sorry.
thecrypto6.com. Let's go to the phones. Scott the Bigot calling in from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you're doing well. I know Ian is incarcerated. How could you be doing well? I wish him well, and he was railroaded. It's as simple as that. And unfortunately, when you deal with the U.S. government, like when I had to pay my taxes, I had to knuckle under. He's a lot braver than I am. And unfortunately, the U.S. government, our Zionist-occupied government, has all of its citizens cowered, from coronavirus to paying taxes to the insurrection at the Capitol. But this is my topic tonight.
Wait, Scott. If it's a Zionist-occupied government, are all governments Zionist-occupied? Because they all pay you have to pay taxes to all of them, right?
Yeah. I'm talking about the U.S. seems to be more Zionist-occupied control than other countries. For example, Gaddafi's Libya. Uh-huh. He didn't want to accept dollars, and he wanted to be paid in gold and the Chinese yuan. We know what happened to him. We know what happened to Saddam Hussein. When anyone opposes the U.S. Zionist-occupied government, they are soon toppled from power.
Well, hold on. That doesn't seem to me like it has anything to do with Zionism so much as fiat monetary policy.
And, you know, the United States government just wants its money accepted by other governments. Of course, they all do.
They have the big guns and tanks and everything.
Yeah. Regular.
We force other countries to take our money.
Absolutely.
We force them. That's why the U.S. will fight before losing its fiat currency status in the world. If the world doesn't want to take our currency, then I guess they're going to send in the U.S. Navy to hit everyone over the head to take it. I hate the United States government. And from the FBI to the DOJ to the ATF to the CIA and, of course, my favorite, the IRS, they will do anything to intimidate, coerce, terrorize its citizens, as with Ian, with myself,
Well, hold on. Quick question for you. I mean, I agree with you about the U.S. government, but I mean, if somehow if the U.S. government switched its position on Israel, just completely said, no, this is
right.
A terrible idea, they would still be doing the exact same thing as far as monetary policy goes. They would still be forcing other countries to take our money. They would still be forcing countries to only trade oil for U.S. dollars.
Correct. That is correct.
Okay.
But,
it's exactly true, but I don't, I guess we don't need to go down the path, in my opinion.
Yeah, Zionism has nothing to do with the fact that they're forcing a fiat currency.
Yeah. But thank you for the call, Scott. Do appreciate it. And, we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure. So, I want to go back to talking about Anthony Fauci and his, big plans for the summer, which is nothing. He's 80. And he runs, he's got his own little fiefdom here, and he's not doing anything.
I mean, the question is he really safe on planet Earth?
Well, I mean, nobody's safe.
Well, safety all of the viruses are on planet Earth, right?
Presumably. There's got to be one somewhere on Mars, right?
Well, so, you know, if we just send him to an asteroid, he'll be safe.
It's kind of a race between the vaccine and the possibility that there'll be another surge, Fauci said, so that more Americans are patient about their return to normal life, he said. The less likely we are to see a fourth case spike. And it's true. There's a fourth case spike. But the deaths have fallen below normal. And if the cases aren't resulting in death, then why the hell am I scared?
Good question.
And
as far as the spikes go, okay, so you have forced us to do everything, honestly, everything I can imagine, short of running around licking doorknobs, to make sure that we get sick. You have kept us out of, you've kept us indoors. You've kept us away from human faces. You've made sure that we don't go to the gym. You've made sure that we don't have good food. And we're supposed to be surprised when there is a spike in flu-like symptoms, which are usually considered to be COVID.
Yeah. Well, I say get outside, get some exercise. You know, I can see why some people don't want to go to the gym and, you know, be in enclosed buildings with people who are working out and expiring heavily and all that good stuff. But, you know, you don't have to. That's not how you necessarily have to get exercise.
Walking is like one of the best ways you can exercise. You just walk in your neighborhood or a park in your city, then you'll be fine.
And you don't have to cross the street when you see people. I mean, if you're passing by somebody within a couple of feet, you know, give them a little extra room. I got it. It's weird. It's weird times, but nothing's going to happen as you're breathing on a sidewalk near somebody.
You're walking outside in a giant filter called Earth.
Yep. And now, there's plenty, and the roof's real high.
Now, those are solutions for a lot of the problems, but here's a problem we don't have a choice that I can make to solve. All of the faces that used to be around aren't there anymore.
Right, they're hiding them.
And that is one of the most important parts of switching to your rest and digest nervous system to actually regrow your tissues, is to see a human face that is neither scared nor angry. Yep. And I don't have something I can do to make your face appear to me.
Right. When you're outside, take your mask off. For God's sake, you look like a lunatic. That's it. Like 64 million other Americans, Fauci is regularly assessing what is safe and unsafe as a vaccinated person in a country in which 4 out of every 5 people are not yet fully vaccinated. Rising U.S. case rates complicate matters. In the last week, an average of more than 65,000 new cases had been reported per day, a 14% increase from the country's 7-day average in mid-March. Given all that, Fauci said that his day-to-day life remains essentially unchanged from the way that it was before he got his shots. He does not see being vaccinated as a green light to resume the myriad activities that he and the rest of us have been deprived of. Be scared.
Yeah, because that's good for your immune system.
603-283-6160, 603-283-6160, Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin reaffirmed the U.S.'s commitment to Israel on Sunday during his first visit to the Middle East since taking the position.
As a major strategic partner for the United States, our bilateral relationship with Israel in particular is central to regional stability and security in the Middle East.
Austin said that the partnership between the two countries is enduring and ironclad. His visit comes as the Biden administration attempts to restart nuclear talks with Iran. And the Caribbean island of St. Vincent is trying to figure out how best to clean up after a volcanic eruption has covered most of the island in ash. Officials are working to determine the extent of damage to buildings from the ashfall. The La Soufre volcano began erupting on Friday, shooting a cloud of ash up to 6 miles into the sky. More than 18,000 residents have been evacuated from the red zone around the mountain, though no one has been evacuated off of the island. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is set to meet with lawmakers on Monday to discuss his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. The president has said that he's open to listening to ideas on his plan, but insists that the country needs a large investment into infrastructure. But Republicans have been hesitant to support the package because of some of the contents of the plan, as well as an increase to the corporate tax rate to fund it. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the White House would like to see the plan passed by Memorial Day. He tells CNN that the country has needed to work on infrastructure for years.
You know, the sooner the better, I think, is the bottom line. We've got to get this done. We're going to take on board a lot of ideas. We're going to negotiate. But we can't just sit here and let the clock run out, because the American people can't wait. This work can't wait. We should have been doing this years ago. And each passing day, America falls further behind, while strategic competitors like China are not hesitating to make the investments that it takes to win the future.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
Peoples Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
So, guys, it looks like somebody's calling in from the county jail. That line is ringing. So, I think I'm just going to go ahead and answer that and try to figure out what's going on here. It just started ringing the beginning. Free Talk Live. And it dropped.
Oh, hang up.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, guys. I don't know how all this works.
Yeah, so I was thinking about this, and it's a cruel irony that, okay, so Bitcoin is communication. Like, it's ones and zeros that you transmit over a wire.
According to the landmark Microsoft case from the 1990s that had to do with intellectual property and these sorts of things, code is speech.
Right. So it's...
And Bitcoin is code.
Right. So what they're in trouble for is selling their speech.
Mm-hmm.
And their punishment is that now their speech will be sold to us.
Because it's so expensive to go through the...
Securest charges an arm and a leg for this stuff.
God, it's almost $5 a call, really. I mean, to be honest.
No, it's like $12. Well, for some reason, mine is super expensive. Ian said that mine is really expensive.
The rates are different from different phones and different phone companies. So, on one, it'll be, okay, it's $7 for the first minute and then 50 cents after that. And another, it'll be $1.50 for every minute, but no initial charge. So it's
all across the board.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Very.
Well,
but, you know, what are we going to do? Go to their competition?
I don't know. So they're calling back?
I think it'll work now.
Okay, just push the button.
From this facility, press 6. If you do not want to connect this call,
just
but would
press
like to fund
one.
This call will cost $2.
Oh, I don't know if we can do it.
3 cents for the first minute and 28.
There's no way we can go through the whole process.
And we're going to be like
applicable federal, state,
typing
and
in
local
our
taxes.
Number, yeah.
Yeah, can't do it. Sorry.
That's a shame.
Maybe we can figure it out during the break or something, but it's not going to be now.
If he calls it and it's free, then, and I pick up the landline, then it works, but he didn't call and do it free for us.
There you go. So, well, anyway, let's go on with the Fauci situation. Oh, by the way, speaking of Bitcoin, Bitcoin.com supports the Crypto Six. So if you want to support the people that support the folks that are out there trying to make it so that you can transact without the government being involved, use internet cash the way it was intended to be, well, check out Bitcoin.com. They've got all the sources you need to learn about cryptocurrency, and it's all right there in a very new and modern website, Bitcoin.com. Let's just go back to the article here. Fauci says here there's been a 14% increase from the country's seven-day average in mid-March. Given all that, Fauci said his day-to-day life remains essentially unchanged from the way it was before he got his shots. He does not see being vaccinated as a green light to resume the myriad activities he and the rest of us have been deprived of. And all I can think of when I hear that is these old people who are sitting out there wishing that they could see their grandkids. And Anthony Fauci is just like, nah, I'm not going to go see my grandkids. Let's go to the phones. We got John calling in from Springfield. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to bring something up. Once again, it's something that I have a bit of a medical background, and something that I have not heard this entire pandemic, I've not heard on the news or anywhere, is what's called the list of patient rights. Okay? And this was established by the American Medical Association. I haven't heard it once. So here they are, folks. One is the patient deserves to be treated with respect. The patient has the right to obtain medical records. The patient has a right to privacy in medical records. They have the right to treatment choice, okay? Right to informed consent. Right to refuse treatment. Right for end-of-life care, okay? I haven't heard a single one of these rights mentioned this entire time. In the span of a year, I have not heard that mentioned once.
Where are these
you
rights
as a patient,
from?
This is the American Medical Association.
The American, it's like that. It's like, once again, I learned these back in the day. I was in a branch of the military. I won't get too specific. Back in the day. Maybe over the course of the decades, that has changed. Okay? But I don't believe that it has, because if you reveal people's medical information and say, oh, like, so-and-so has, like, you know, has an STD, and you say that in front of coworkers, you know, that kind of thing, without the consent of that said person, you can get into a lot of trouble about that.
Sounds
so I believe these things still stand up. So you have the right to refuse treatment, but yet they're trying to enforce a vaccine upon somebody. You have the right to refuse that. And what they're also not bringing up, anybody who has some medical background will know this, is that once you've been exposed to a virus or pretty much anything, you have what's called antibodies, okay? You can get a blood draw. It's called a serological test, okay? And they can find out whether or not you have antibodies, do you know what I'm saying, aka you are immune to certain things. And that way, you don't have to get redundant shots or redundant vaccines.
Well,
I haven't heard that mentioned once.
I'm glad you bring this up. So
the
reason they're not mentioning this is that if they mention that you have these rights, people will expect that they will have these rights. So, I mean, the COVID passport that they're working on right now,
they're
planning on putting it on a blockchain.
It's complete.
So once you put it on a blockchain, it is a public record.
Information.
It is public information. So your entire medical history will become public information.
Exactly. And that's why I called. I was like, how is this even legal? And why is no one bringing it up? When you get a shot, basically most people are educated. It's also called the five, what's called the vaccination rights, which is the right patient, right drug, right dose, right route, right time. Now, I have been engaged in mass vaccinations. I can tell you, do you know what I'm saying, from experience, because you have, like, thousands of people, okay, that kind of thing, you're quickly drawing up meds, you know what I'm saying, and shooting them in. Do you think that there's going to be error there? Do you think that possibly somebody is, instead of drawing, let's say, 0.5 cc's for an injection, that kind of thing, they might get distracted for one moment and instead draw, I don't know, a entire 5 cc's of possibly of an injection? Hello?
It could happen, absolutely.
It could happen, and that's my thing. It's like, or could you have somebody who's inexperienced that hasn't taken the proper module instead of giving, let's say, I try to find information on these vaccines, and one thing I want to know is what is the route? Do you know what I'm saying? Is it a intramuscular shot where it goes directly into your muscle, or is it a subcutaneous shot? I haven't seen info anywhere on any of this.
It looks like subcutaneous shots rather than IM, but who knows, you know?
When they first gave the anthrax shots, so just have to take my word for this, when it first came out, they gave it subcutaneously, and people had reactions to that, that kind of thing. Listen, you can research this. It's still out there. Okay, I would use DuckDuckGo as your search engine. Okay, and so they had to change the route, but you had people that were having adverse reactions and getting nerve damage in their elbows and whatnot, you know what I'm saying, because, albeit very small incident, that was happening. You can research this out. I just want to bring something up, one more thing. They keep saying that the incident of flu this year has been zero. Okay, I was once taught by a... Pardon?
They were just chuckling.
they said that the incident of flu... This season was zero. And the words of somebody, a teacher that I once had, that is what's called theoretically possible and statistically improbable, if not impossible, that happened. Okay, so obviously some of these cases are either concurrent with the flu or it is simply the flu, in my opinion. Once again, I'm not giving medical advice, but I just think it's weird. I think it's weird that people are saying things are unprecedented.
Well,
we've had things
If they call it the
polio,
flu, then they don't get $10,000.
Yeah,
if they
exactly.
Call it COVID,
like, yeah.
Then they get $10,000. Yeah. Why do you think the flu numbers went down?
Oh yeah, I'm just bringing this up to people that maybe, and the fact that it's like they say unprecedented. It's like there's polio, the plague, AIDS, HIV. These have all happened before.
1918 was pretty darn bad too, and so was I think 69. Yeah, it's precedented, and. Still, we continue to call it a vaccine when it doesn't act like regular vaccines either. I don't know. 603-283-6160. 603-283.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Open up the phone lines at 603-283-6160 so that you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
603-283-6160. Tell you real quick about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to start up, stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, the rise of the police state, all of it at Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Guys, let's just go right into the phones here. We've got Steve calling in from South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys. Long-term listener. I listen to you at least part of the show almost every night for, I guess, 10 years now.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. How long have you been on the air? It's been more than 10 years, I know.
2002 was our first local show, and 2004 was the first national show, if you want to call being on three radio stations across the country national.
So our show is old enough to get drafted.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they have draft anymore, and hopefully we never will again. So, yeah, I just wanted to tell you about my experience. I was a volunteer in the Pfizer COVID vaccine trial.
Uh-huh.
I signed up last year in July. I got accepted, and I've had both doses in August.
That was pretty
good. And I've had a very, very positive experience with it. I was one of the lucky ones.
Did you get sick at all?
50-50 chance. Pardon?
Did you get sick at all?
With the first shot, 5 hours, I thought that, you know, it's 50-50 shot that you get the placebo or the vaccine.
Okay.
And it's a blind study, so they don't tell you which you got. In fact, there's only one person at the facility that knows which you got. Even the doctor doesn't know. But I did get the vaccine, and with the first shot, as far as getting sick, with the first shot, I thought I got the placebo, because after 4 hours, I had felt nothing, not even the needle going in. But by hour five, I had the sorest arm I've ever had in my life, lasted for 24 hours, and then it was gone. With the second dose, I had a somewhat sore arm 5 hours after the shot, and I had a moderate fever for about 24 hours, and then, boom, it's just gone quickly like that. I checked my fever temperature several times. It was 100.4, which is, you know, that's not bad. I just hung around the house the next day. Didn't feel real bad, but I didn't feel like doing much. And now my wife, I didn't change my behavior much because my wife hadn't been vaccinated, but now she has. So we're getting out more now, and it's really a liberating feeling to have been vaccinated. And actually, everybody in my family now has at least one of the vaccines in their arm. And the ones that only have one vaccine are like 2.5 and 3.5 weeks past the first vaccine. So they've got a very good level of protection from that, about 80% protection in the trials from severe illness. And,
yeah, one thing we haven't got, we've got numbers of people, it's about 1 out of 4 people have gotten the vaccine, as they say. But we don't know how many people are sort of in the interim of those those 3 out of 4 that have not yet been fully vaccinated. So, yeah, that's a curious question that I hadn't really considered up to this point.
So have you gotten sick at all since August? Like, not COVID, but anything else?
No, nothing whatsoever. I'm looking at the actual numbers as of 6 o'clock last night. At least one dose is 119 million people, 36% of the population, 46% of the population over 18 years of age, which is the only ones they've been giving it to so far. And of the
40% of the population over 18 has the vaccine?
Isn't that impressive?
That's impressive.
One dose, 118 million people, 46%.
Impressive. Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Steve.
Can I say something about the last caller?
Go right ahead.
He's loaded up with misinformation.
Well, he's
first
a
of all, having
or so he said.
I don't care if he is. First of all, having antibodies doesn't mean you're immune. The medical profession doesn't even use the word immune. No matter how good a protection any vaccine or any immunity that you have is, it's not 100%. So they don't even use the word
100%.
You don't get immune from the cold from getting it once and then, become immune and not ever get it again. It's something that mutates. So, yeah, I thought the same thing.
Well, there are certain words that they never use. Cured and immune are two of the words that they just don't ever use, mostly for legal reasons.
Yeah.
Now,
did you say that last guy was a doctor?
I believe he was.
The guy that didn't know, he didn't know it was intramuscular. If he doesn't know the shot that's intramuscular, man, he has a huge gap in knowledge.
It sounds like he's not doing that anymore.
I've read intramuscular 100 times.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's widely known. So you're getting some fake callers in.
A quick note, in the common use of the word immune, everyone who is immune to a thing has antibodies to it, but not everybody who has antibodies to a thing is immune to it.
That is true. And, one thing since I haven't been tested for COVID and I'm just now recovering from what I believe to be COVID, I'm going to wait until, all the time frames are done and stuff like that. By the way, I'm at 14 days from symptom onset. So I'm about as far out as I need to be on just about every other list. But I give blood. And when I get blood, I'm going to take a look and see whether or not I had COVID from the antibody test. Nobody's going to have been known or anything like that. It's just going to be they give a free antibody test when you give blood, and I'll know. It was either COVID or it wasn't, but they won't know that.
Well, it's entirely possible that you had exposure to COVID at some other time, developed the antibodies to it.
January.
Possibly.
Yep.
That one seems to be still up in the air. But
No, I had a test in January that came back negative.
Oh, okay.
Oh, an antibodies test?
Yep. Because I've given blood 2 times during the COVID crackdown, and both of them came up negative. So this will be my third, and I'm just curious. So,
but yeah, I'm just pointing out that it's possible that what you had symptoms from was something other than the novel coronavirus, and
yeah, it's quite possible.
And
that's what I want to know.
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying if your
it's
antibody,
possible I was exposed to COVID from January until now,
mm-hmm.
and didn't catch it, and got sick from something else. That's certainly possible. I'm just guessing that that's not so.
Yeah, because you couldn't taste anything.
Oh, you couldn't?
I can taste fine.
Oh, the whole time you could taste?
Yeah, I can. My taste has changed a little bit. So, for instance, I used to drink a pot of coffee every single day. And I'm not drinking a pot of coffee. Like, it's like, ugh, this stuff does not taste good. And so, you know, something changed in my taste.
What about smell? Did you notice not being able to smell?
No. Everything seems to be sort of normal in my life, except for having been quite ill, just couldn't get out of bed, tired, wanting to sleep, and, you know, all that stuff. So, wasn't feeling good. Let's go on. Anthony Fauci says he's not going to movie theaters. Says that it'd still be of a concern to him. Bars and restaurants where maskless people are eating and drinking inside, those are still off the table, too. Fauci's behavior aligns with CDC guidelines, which say that vaccinated Americans should continue to wear a mask at public at all times and avoid medium and large size in-person gatherings. As has been the case throughout the pandemic, bars and restaurants are particularly risky. A recent CDC study found that, by the way, the place that's been risky is people's homes because they don't have the commercial air exchange that businesses and airplanes and these sorts of things go. Look, if you find out where people got sick, they got sick in the car with an infected person that they were exposed to for more than 10 minutes, at a home with an infected person that they're exposed to for more than 10 minutes. That, if you can slide that off the table, then, you know, you're not talking about anything else that's dangerous.
Go outside without your coat before you catch cold.
And I'm not saying it's a good idea to run out to the docks and start French kissing every sailor that comes down or anything like that. But
you're not saying it's a bad idea.
And I won't. But these people just want to scare people, I swear. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160, Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.